Emily, to come on in and share.
Howdy, everyone. I'm Emily, compulsive eater, and grateful to be of service today. I'm gonna go ahead and get started and tell you what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now, at least my experience so far in OA. So, talking about what it was like, it wasn't until doing step one and reflecting on my past compulsive eating behaviors that, wow, there's a lot to share about that. So I'm not gonna go through everything, but just some highlights in my family, just to give you an idea of what it was like. My mom and my dad to this day do not cook. They never have been interested in cooking, and we've never really ate as a family around any sort of meal or so the earliest I can remember is my mom was always a dieter. She was always into the fad diets, whatever. And so 11, I think I was about 11, and I was like, well, my mom's doing this particular interesting, weird type diet, but okay, I guess that's what you do. So I remember going and following whatever my mom was doing in terms of dieting. My brother, no. My other sisters, no. But for some reason, I was like, well, that's what we do. And some of the other things that I can remember reflecting back as early as I can remember is always excessive exercise. My dad was a daily runner, and we went to this certain lake. And I just remember always, oh, we gotta run. So felt that was a necessity in my life. And then it got into food restriction. Watching, my mother, especially doing these diets. I really got into restricting my how much I ate and what types of food I could eat. I remember even in high school, I played a lot of sports, but I remember measuring out how much cereal I could have in the morning. And it was always not enough food, and I was always worried about being athletic and making sure I'm at the top, So I guess you could say what I'm learning about terminology is that was kind of anorexic types of behaviors, really. And I was in a relationship that didn't end well, and so I really started eating very little and got confronted about it. And then I met a person. Well, he and I got together, and we were in a relationship. I was not eating very well and having very restrictive diet, very excessive exercise. And then I started going into bulimia and binge eating and then purging. And he confronted me about it. We were together for quite a number of years. And he was just like, Emily, what are you doing in the bathroom this long? And so for a period of time, I ate like what I would call a normal person. My partner, ex-partner, he was a fabulous cook and showed me what it was like to actually enjoy cooking and eating and social atmosphere around food. But then when we split up, I went back to binge eating and purging. And that continued until a number of years. And very secretive. I always, it started to isolate more and more. It started to lose a lot of, became an obsession. And it led to just me obsessing over how much food I could eat. Food was always considered for me, as a reward. I had to earn it. So I would do these really sick cycles of binge eating and then excessive exercise. If I couldn't purge, then it was just always this up and down yo-yo, which led to what happened. So the la before coming into these rooms, I came into these rooms. I'm on day one. I've done 144 days, and the day that I came into these rooms was April 11th. And before that, I can tell you what happened was I had gone through 4 consecutive days of just, it was a long weekend and just nonstop binge eating and purging, binge eating and purging. And it got so painful. And I think probably 80% of that 4 days was in the bathroom at the toilet. And I was just so, I mean, here it just was sitting there, wanting to get rid of my food and not really doing it, very painful. I'm alone, I'm isolated, I'm hating myself. It was just this spiral of absolute desolate hopelessness. And I just was sick and tired of this cycle. I had tried so many times on my own to eat like a normal person. And it always was too little food that led to a binge episode that led to me purging again. And so I couldn't deny it anymore. I'm a person who loves denial. I don't like to face the facts. And I was facing the truth that day. And so I came to my first meeting on April 11th. I can tell you, people throughout my eating history, there have been a number of people who have confronted me about they're worried. They don't think I eat normally. I would never eat with people or in front of people. I couldn't do it. I wanted to eat, binge eat like I wanted to, and then get rid of it immediately. And so my closest friends confronted me, an ex-partner, roommates, and I lived in denial. So it wasn't until April 11th that I realized, I've been in another 12-step program and I've seen a higher power work, and I know it worked. So I was like, "Well, what's the harm in trying OA and seeing what if I can get recovery from this obsessive compulsive eating?" So I want to spend a lot more time on talking about what it's like now because I feel like since April 11th, it's been quite a journey, and I want to focus on the solution. When I first came in the room, it was actually this daily reprieve meeting, and I'm not gonna lie, I was overwhelmed. It's just like, oh my gosh, 9 tools? What is and I would say for the first month, I just was trying to grasp what the OA program was all about. It was my first time ever to attend an OA meeting or even read about OA literature. And I had asked the newcomer greeter in the meeting in the parking lot, like, I'm really scared. I'm gonna binge eat and purge, and I don't know what to do. And she linked me up with a lot of different support group OA support groups, OA literature. This meeting has a lot of resources that are sent through the chat and, and a lot of outreach, people reaching out. And so I just was like, I got to do this. And so I downloaded a lot of the OA literature, got some books, found the OA bookstore, and I didn't know. I just was like, I guess I should just order, the top row. anyway. So just trying to understand how the program worked, I started with the literature, and that was helping me understand what you all were saying about the tools and a food plan. And I really thought that coming into the rooms, you guys would tell me how to eat. I was like, somebody's going to tell me how to eat, and I just need to follow the rules. And then seeing what the food plans, they're very generic, and it wasn't going to tell me what to do. And so then I'm like, well, what is a one portion? To me, one portion is like, a family size amount, and so I was really, really confused about how to figure that out. And so it was suggested that I go see a dietitian, and I'd never done that before. I've never reached out, and I had to be vulnerable. And this dietitian who I'm working with now, and I'm very grateful for, asked me to keep a food journal. And so, I've never done that. And I was like, you mean you want me to tell you what I'm eating? And so, yeah, I was like, well, there was at that time coming in the rooms, I was so restrictive. There was only one food item I was eating all day. And that was my food journal. And so I'm just so grateful for her. She didn't judge, and just had me continue. And to me, success was all about not, as long as I didn't purge, that was a success. That was a day of abstinence for me. I just didn't want to go through that cycle again. And so I'm working with her, and having a professional tell me and teach me about how to nourish my body. And I always treated my body as a robot and never respected it, never have listened to it. I just abused it. And the repercussions of that have been a lot of health issues. I think we can, nutrient deficiencies, long-term result of outcomes, negative impacts, teeth issues, digestion issues, all sorts of health issues that I thought I was invincible and it didn't matter. But now my body's telling me, hey, you've neglected me for so long, respect me now. So working with that and learning what a food plan really is for me, and learning about what it is to eat properly and what a meal portion is. And so yeah, like even this week, I'm going to be trying cooking again. So I used to love to cook, and so I feel like that's a renewal. The other thing that I want to talk about when terms of the solution and what it's like now is I attend these meetings. I consider y'all my home group. I really look forward to these meetings. I see your faces, and it gives me hope. I feel loved here, and I feel like you all are my family. I just really resonate and identify. I also identify with a lot. I'm really grateful for the recommendation to try different meetings, because I really identify with the AB meetings and hit those in the evenings a lot to more just to identify a little closer to that community. I also have a sponsor, and I'm currently working on step three. I do a daily report on my food consumption, and do journaling, and really reflecting on where I'm at currently in the program. That also has been a new experience, having to tell somebody, also another person, what I'm eating every day. I don't like being vulnerable, and it's showing me about opening up, and all these people just care about me. That's my higher power, I feel, working in my life by giving these people, showing me guidance of how to get better. The other thing that I'm learning a lot about is connecting with you all. I was terrified to reach out. I think what's been mentioned a few times by fellows is how heavy that phone can be, but I never ever imagined I would be communicating with somebody in Australia or Germany and talking about, identifying our eating and compulsive food behaviors. I never imagined that, and it's just so supportive, loving, and motivational. I get a lot of inspiration from you all, and I also have here, in addition, what it's like now is I'm seeing a therapist. I was recommended that I see a therapist, and I want to talk about that. My dietitian asked me, she's like, "Okay, Emily, I see you're really liking this particular food item. I want you to go buy that food item this week, and I want you to divide it in half and leave the other half in the refrigerator and only eat half of that item. Can you do and report back next week?" Well, I couldn't do it. I did it. I tried all week, every day, and I ended up eating the whole thing every time. And so she's like, "Well, I think it might behoove you to maybe see a therapist. I can help you with the physical aspects of getting you a right portion of meals and whatever, but I can't help you up here." And so I'm now seeing a therapist about my food and my compulsive eating behaviors, which is also new. I was raised in a family where everything is fine. You don't have a problem. And we're gonna just pretend that you didn't say that. And therapy is for sick people, and you are not sick. And so I was scared. I was scared to see a therapist. And I mentioned it to my family just briefly, and they were like, "There's nothing wrong with you." So that
Two
ended that
minutes
story.
left, please.
Thank you, Cheryl. So in this there on these therapy sessions, I'm learning about feelings and emotions and listening to my body. She asked me, "When you have an urge to binge eat, describe what you went through that day and what your feelings." She's like, "I want you to talk about tangible feelings. Is your heart beating? Are you angry? Are you ready to punch somebody in the face?" And the first time I had to do that, I just stared at this piece of paper, and I'm like, I don't know what I feel. I just want to eat." So I'm getting better, but listening to my body is a whole new experience. And so I know it's going to help me down the road. Where I'm at right now, I know I believe the steps. I know the steps work. I hear it from you all. I see the miracle. I believe in the miracles. The promises are coming. I'm currently in a challenging period of my journey, where I've had a lot of digestion issues that I feel like giving up. I've felt like giving up of the last few weeks and a few times, and but it's you all and this whole program that keeps me encouraged to keep going. I will get to the other side. And so with that, that's my story as it is right now. I'm very grateful to be here and very grateful for you all. Thank you for letting me share.